This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Lawmakers will find out later today exactly how much money there will be to spend in next year's state budget. They're expecting to have to trim state spending by $1 billion or more to stay in balance. Democratic Representative Shannon Byrd is on the budget committee.
I think this is going to be a very hard year for our state. I think that's how I feel. No easy choices.
Colorado's budget is strained for several reasons. Medicaid spending has grown much faster than expected, while one-time funds from the federal government are running out. After today's revenue forecast, lawmakers will start finalizing the budget. Congress is on recess this coming week, and Democrats will use the break to try to rally public opposition to President Trump. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet will hold a series of in-person town halls in Greeley, Golden, and Colorado Springs. Last week, he was among the Senate Democrats who were willing to risk a shutdown to prevent Republicans from passing their six-month funding bill.
I think what's important now is to look forward and to continue to make the case to the American people that we have a very different approach than Donald Trump is acting on. And I think that's every day that's becoming more obvious to the American people.
Republicans said that Democrats who were willing to shut down the government were putting politics over people. Two Denver strip clubs are on the hook for $14 million in back pay and penalties to their workers. It's the result of a months-long investigation from the Denver Auditor's Office into workplace practices. Rick's Cabaret and Diamond Cabaret have sued the city over the investigation, alleging government overreach. This is CPR News and KRCC.